way up the road there, that's what I told you about the Bryce's Bar, and I believe it was their cattle that got off and went out here to what's called the Mouth of Wild Cow, right there where that drag run is digging now. And they just went wild, which cattle would do, you know, if they, and so they just said they was down on Wild Cow. And they, I was up from Monterey coming down this way. And they called it Wild Cow. Well, it's got to be a pretty rough kind of place. And they ain't got a pretty rough name. And so they got a post office. I guess that's when they first got the post office. And they just changed it and they named the post office New Era. That is all. I guess they was going to turn over a new leaf. Some of them.
Start a new era, huh?
New era. So I guess that, I think the woman that kept the post office, I'm not too certain that she was, it was the first one. But the first one I ever heard them speak of, and she's a, about to slip up on it. But anyhow, I think maybe her daughter was the one that it called it New Era, maybe. She'd been off to school and at Valparaiso, Valparaiso, whichever you want to call it. Used to call it Valparaiso down here, and I think they used to call it up there. She'd been off there, and she maybe kept the post office.
Valparaiso?
Valparaiso, you know, Valparaiso, right? And but in the, where that college is, Valparaiso, Valparaiso, they call it now, in Indiana, it was a kind of a pretty swanky college. And she was the one named at New Era, I believe, this daughter of this woman that had the post office.
Yes. Now, tell me about when you got the hogs in the fall, what would you do with them?
Well, you just, unless the water got up, you didn't get them up. You might get a, you'd get to sell some, you know, just try and ship them by boat. Most of the hogs, and in later years, they shipped them out by trucks.
Yes.
But they, first, you just shipped them by boats, and there was some people there that could really handle a hog. I mean, it could, some of those roustabouts, now, it was a curiosity what they could do. They could get in there, and no matter how rough they was, they'd get them out of there and carry them on their back that you wouldn't. I saw a man carry one that weighed 328 pounds for, I believe, 100 yards. We'd weighed a bunch of hogs and shipped them, and anyhow, they'd weigh them and knew pretty well what they weighed. And of course, if he got too big, well, they'd get chain tongs, as they call it, and put him in there, and then let four of them carry him. But he had to be pretty good size before they got a chain tong to carry him.
He was a big man?
Well, I guess he was. He was the best one out of the bunch that they had there, but he was over 6 feet tall, and he looked kind of slender. He looked to be about 30 years old, and but he could carry more than anything else. I've seen him load hogs lots of times, and he'd carry more than anyone they had in the bunch. And I'd say he probably might have weighed 180, 85 pounds. He wasn't no real big man, but there was some might weigh over 200, good even.